drinking a coffee, and I remember that we just concluded Siman Reish Beis, and I had forgot to discuss with you in Siman Reish Beis the basic question. Well, this will be a an experimental question. So, what bracha did I make on the coffee before I drank it? Shahako. What bracha should it get? At first glance, one should argue that you get a butter priest. At the end of the day, the coffee beans are the primary. Let's talk about a case where I didn't have such good coffee. It wasn't a brewed coffee. Let's talk about the brewed coffee for a second. So in such a case, you have the ground coffee beans, right, that the hot water has been put through. So why would it be that one does not get a butter priest? So the Berheitev is not so sure. Let's take a look at the Berheitev and Reish Beis. Can't go on. In Reish Beis you test. Can't finish Reish Beis without talking about in Sivkotin you test. As I reminded myself, I went downstairs, and who else was getting a coffee? As Rabbi Bednar, she was also getting coffee. We joked about that part of the job, being a Rebbe, is by definition is the coffee. Okay. In Sivkotin you test, the Ber Hetev says that the bracha is a shahakol in regards to peiros that are cooked with water. So then, in such a case, the bracha is a shahakol. And we discussed in the past that many ask, but wait a second, what happens with vegetable soup? Vegetable soup that we paskin that the halacha is that the bracha is a hadama. So there's a discussion, what's the difference between the two? So we discussed then, we had a whole shiur then, exactly what the difference is. But if you pick up the Ber Hetev then, once he talks about that, talks about coffee. In the standard edition, it's on page 215, second line. Val kafe vite mivarach shahakol. There he says he make a baruch shahakol. And also this is the psaka shut shvus yakol. Avo, balochus ktanos, chuvus panami iros. We like the panami iros. We've liked a lot of his svaras this man. Kasvu, the medina yeshavar par pri adama. Okay, because it's ground up, probably doesn't have tzura sapri anymore, so then it's not going to get a bar pri. Ella, oh, possibly, by the way, today we may have a problem with that. But Ella shenogul varak shako. So the mamish the chocolate case. Rishalma Zalman's chocolate is the panim iros's coffee. And that is, he says, lechura, the bracha should be a bar pri adama, because at the end of the day, the water, the halacha is, that you make a borei pri hadama on vegetable soup, even if you're not eating the vegetables. We saw that the Kaf HaChaim holds not that way, but almost everybody else does not rule that way. Hence, it should follow, yes, this is the wild thing. This is that the Panim Iro says that really the bracha should be borei pri hadama. For some reason, the minhag olam today has been to make a shahakol on coffee. So what's the answer, Abosai? There could be an explanation based on the klolim that we gave from the poskim. It could be it's not just the minhag olam, but maybe we could justify why the bracha on coffee is a shahakol. And that is that we saw that many poskim said that the difference between vegetable soup, where you make a borei pri adama, even if the only thing you have is the water, but it was cooked with the soup, with the vegetables, was that if you cook the soup for the vegetables as well. So when your mother cooked the vegetable soup, she cooked it that your father will enjoy the vegetable soup. It happens to be that you don't enjoy the vegetables. So then in such a case, you get a borei pri adama. And that's the difference between vegetable soup and fruit, and a fruit soup in the case of the mechaber, where there they didn't eat the fruits. So that's what we mentioned, one of the klolim of the poskim. So they say that's the answer why coffee gets a shahakol. If you assume like that klal. If you don't assume that klal, that you need to be cooking it also for the vegetables, then it's a big question. Why coffee would not get possibly even a borei pri ha'etz, but l'chol ha'pachos a borei pri ha'adama. So it's an amazing thing in Hilchos Brachos. What you take for granted, sometimes when you look at it, it seems a little bit strange. One needs to ask those questions. The Panim Iros actually said he doesn't know why it is. Just like Rishalma Zalman said, he didn't know why in a chocolate you make a borei pri ha'etz. Actually, what the Rosh Hashanah Zalman answer, and Nevinsal's Kasha on it, we're going to come back to it today. Let's begin Siman Reish Gimel. I want to get all of Siman Reish Gimel here in once. It took us 3 weeks to do Reish Beis, and it'll take us, Beis Hashem, one day to do Reish Gimel. I'm going to do it one day, though, Ezra. I might have to wait. Al peres ha'aretz v'varach bar pri adama. Okay. We know when it comes to vegetables, so then in such a case, the bracha is a borei pri ha'adama. Al atutim ha'gdelim b'snek continues the mechaber, borei pri adama. Also strawberries. The bracha is a borei pri adama. And the Ramah immediately gives a peirush onto the mechaber. D'lo mikri me'eitz, this is a sugya on daf mem, ela shemotzi olav me'eitzo, aval ma shemotzi olav me'sharashav lo mikri eitz. First of all, the fruit, let's call it, needs to come out of the branches of the tree. But if it comes out of the roots themselves, then it's called, not called an eitz, and therefore you cannot get a borei pri eitz. As well, v'hani, kivin d'chol eitz of l'gamri b'choref, v'hadar parach misharashav, mivarchen alav borei pri adama. As well as, the tree itself needs to be a tree that, and it could be that these two rules are directly connected to each other, the tree needs to be a tree that stands by itself, that doesn't just emanate from the roots and die every year. In order to be an eitz, it has to be a significant eitz. So if it emanates from the root, then it's not called an eitz. And if the eitz itself dies every year, so then what's the ikur? The ikur is the shoresh, it's not the eitz. Hence, one would not be able to get a borei pri ha'eitz. A couple of examples are the following. Poskim say that for that reason, bananas and strawberries, the halacha is that the bracha is a borei pri adama for that reason. Even though they come from some type of shrub or tree, nevertheless, they are considered a borei pri adama. Why? Because the eitz, it doesn't last more than perennially. Similarly, there is a big discussion in the poskim, what happens if you have something that the sharashim, though, come out of the ground? In other words, the eitz itself doesn't last, but the roots themselves, where the eitz come out, so that doesn't comes out of the ground, and that remains for the entire time. So here, some poskim say that this is the classic machlokis, in the Tur Beis Yosef. In the Tur Beis Yosef, if you look in Reish Gimel, so then there is a machlokis between Rabbeinu Yosef and the Rosh about these strawberries. Tutin agdelen b'sneu ki yotze ben mevarech lehen borei pri ha'etz. Shemin ilan he. V'Rabbeinu Yosef kasev sheyesh mevarech lehen borei pri adama. So the poskim today say that since this could have been the case of the strawberry, in other words, it's always not clear what the botany was in those days, exactly what was the type of tree. So they say, therefore, since there was a machlokis rishonim, once the roots come out of the ground, then the following halacha. We paskin, of course, suffik brachos, like we saw today, we developed the whole lamdas, and then we said the truth is, in suffik brachos, you always go to the bottom. So that means, borei pri adama. After all of our lamdas, it didn't even matter who was right, the Taz and Magen Avram, as long as there's a shita that holds that the halacha is borei pri adama, generally poskim say, okay, borei pri adama, even if we think that the shita held borei pri adama didn't make so much sense. So that's a rule of thumb. We say borei pri adama. So here, if you ever have a safek, it automatically goes down borei pri adama. What happens if a person makes a borei pri eitz? So the halacha is, as we saw yesterday, if you make a borei pri ha'adama on something that what you were supposed to make a borei pri eitz on, fine, you're yotze. What happens if you make a eitz on something you're supposed to make a ha'adama? So in such a case, you're not yotze. You have to make the bracha again. Here, the poskim say, since there's a big discussion in the Rishon, it's not so clear what the botany was in the case of the tour, so then any time it's already coming out of the ground, that's not a case of where everything is entirely under the ground, so it could be there are some Rishonim will hold that you're yotze with borei pri eitz. So again, sadek brachas lahakel. And therefore, if a person makes borei pri eitz, so then in such a case, you would be yotze. So therefore, the halacha goes so far as to say when even the trunk remains, and that case is a papaya tree, so then if one should make lechatchila borei pri adama, but certainly since it grows anafim later on, if one made a borei pri eitz, one would be yotze. This is so that I'm just saying over does not appear in the Mishnah Berurah, but is based on the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam writes this idea. Now let's continue on. In Sif Katan Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an important Machlokis HaAchronim. Machlokis HaAchronim in the Mishnah Berurah, halfway through Sif Katan Gimel, he writes the following: Upeiros shegdelin al ilanos ketanos What happens if they grow on short trees that are three tfachim, less than three tfachim high, but they're there the entire time? So then in such a case, the halacha is das hamagin v'ram v'al kamech v'ran v'rach len bar pri'etz. Acha olam nogin v'rach barach pri'at d'amah. So this is a big discussion. What's this case? So many say this is a raspberry. That what we're describing over here is a tree that's very, very short, that lives annually. In other words, it lives from year to year, but it's very short. So here there's a machlokas haposkim, and therefore we make a bare priya adama on the raspberries that grow on these short trees. You have to find out whether these raspberries are growing on large trees or short trees. But there's some raspberries that grow on this the short tree. Wait a second, did I get the translation right? 1 second, I want to be 100% sure. We're talking about a raspberry or a blueberry. Just give me 1 second. Could be one of those things that I wrote down. No, no, they say it about a raspberry as well. That even for a raspberry, that the halacha would be that way. What happens again if you make a bar priates? So again, the same thing. Since there are poskim who say that in such a case the bracha is a bar priates, so if a person makes a bar priates, in such a case one would be yotze. Let's go to Siv Dalet. Al peiros shemotzin ilane srak shahakal. This is a very interesting halacha. There are trees that are discussed in Zroim and Shvius. We discuss in many Mishnayos in Zroim. This comes up. Ilane srak. Srak means a tree that's barren. It seems that even though there were trees that were barren, yet they produced fruits. What? What does that mean? They're barren, yet they produce fruits? The answer is that they didn't produce fruits in the normal way. Like, for example, some posts can discuss a cactus. A cactus, there are some cactus trees that they produce the tree. The tree doesn't itself produce, but in the following sense, that out of sometimes the sharp points, what are they called? Those prickly things that come out of the cactus, the fruits come out of those. So that's not a normal way for that most fruits grow. So hence, this phenomenon of ilane srak, be'etzem, the tree itself is barren. But either it very rarely produces fruits, or it produces fruits in an abnormal way. So then in such a case, the halacha is that the bracha is a shahakal. So just in very, very practical terms, what we used to call as kids, crab apples, right? So crab apples are, the Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't only mean those trees that are mamish barren, like the case of the cactus where there's a diyun of whether it's considered normal or not. What happens if you have crab apples, these apples that what we use it to play stickball with, right? I don't know if that might be problematic. La halacha. Let's say it's edible. Maybe if it's not edible, maybe it's mutter. But let's say the crab apple itself is entirely sour. It's not edible, but you could cook it. You could sweeten it up. So in such a case, the shaila is what type of bracha it gets. So if the crab apple tree qualifies as ilane srak, and there's a lot of room to argue in such a case that it does, a chidush la halacha. What will emerge then is if one's mother takes those crab apples and in her genius manner, she has the ability to make it into a delicacy. So then in such a case, then the bracha will be a shahakal, not a eitz. We normally learned that the halacha is that if you take something that's a fruit that and you make it edible, so then in such a case, it qualifies as a bar pri eitz. However, if it falls into the category of a lane srak, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. That's, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah spells out what I had said in the right before the wide lines. Aval pri adom shegadal al kotzim, v'kosh kemim shegolam al tadim. These types of things, the bracha that it gets is going to be shahakol. Okay, that's a very, very big question. Whether this halacha of ilane srak applies today at all. What's the source of this halacha? This is not found in a Gemara. So the source of this halacha is a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes a Shibole Haleket, who says this idea. The Shibole Haleket says that if you have a fruit that doesn't normally, that grows on something that's normally barren, so then in such a case it doesn't have a halacha of a pri. What exactly is the Shibole Haleket's case? So Shibole Haleket's case is the following. Let's quote this Beis Yosef. Ha'ochal mimashim otzini ulan esrak, eim evarchen alein el shahako, delo chashivi peros levarch baruch priya eitz. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Menachas, a fascinating raya. The Gemara says, you want to know what a lulav is? The Gemara says there are four types of lulavs. In the time of the Gemara, there were four different types. What we call colloquially today a lulav. The Gemara says there were four types. Two of them, the Gemara says, makes peros, and two of them don't make peros. And a hadas and a rava, which is sometimes called a lulav, it doesn't produce peros. So what do you see? That what comes out of something that's abnormal, it's not viewed at as a tree, so in such a case, it's not called a pri. Says the Shibolei Aleket, hence, Ilane Srak, that's his right from the Gemara Menachos, that we don't call it a pri. So then, therefore, it's not going to get a ha'etz, but rather it's only going to get a shackle. That's the source of this psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Many poskim lahalacha today do not paskim like this halacha mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch. And whose fault is it? I hope I'm not going to get in trouble with some people over here. Whose fault is it? It's the Zohar. The Zohar won the day again. The Magen Avram in Reish Dalet. But it's not my fault, and it's not the Zohar's fault. It's the Magen Avram's fault. The Magen Avram in Reish Dalet, Sif Yud, Sif Katan Yud, quotes the Zohar. Va'ri birech al shel eitz, bore priya eitz, va'al shel adama, bore priya adama. So the Piskei Tshuvas over here quotes that based on this, whenever the Zohar says something that the Magen Avram quotes, wow, that already takes on a life of its own. So the question is whether it should or it shouldn't, but at the end of the day, it takes on its life of its own. So they say that since the Arizal said that anything that grows from a tree, you make a bar priya. It's anything that grows from the ground, you always have to make a bar priya dhamma. So basically the Zohar is taking on the Shibolei Aleket. If a cactus has a din of an eitz, let's assume that it is an eitz, sounds like it. So then in such a case, then even though it's going to qualify as ilane srak, but once it grows from the tree, it already has halacha bar pri eitz. Either Gemara Menachos says it's not called a pri. No. I mean, that's, we have to know what the Zohar would say, how the Zohar would respond. Based on our hakdama to Iyun in Birchas Hanenim, we know where the Zohar is coming from. What the Zohar is saying is that the bracha is the responsibility to sanctify every part of our existence. The hainu, that the eitz has a particular, the fruit has a particular koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in the world, and the bracha is the process in which we elevate the kedusha that's inside of the fruit. And that's why the idea is we're not supposed to be ascetics and not enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Don't have to necessarily be addicted to coffee, but we're supposed to enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and that in appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is taking out the kedusha. So therefore, that's what Zohar is saying, that you make a, if it comes from the eitz, then it gets eitz. Obviously, the Gemara Menachos knows about that and agrees with that, but he'll say no, it's not called a pri. Who are we to? These are machlokesim that are the hardest to get involved with when you have an issue where the machshava goes up against the halacha. Okay, let's continue on. Michael, I'm determined to blee neder, finish Reish Gimel, because I feel very guilty that we haven't covered a lot of ground in the halacha shir. Okay, in Sif Vav, we have Zangvil. Anybody have a good way of translating Zangvil? It's, what's that?
Ginger,
good. So if you have ginger, that says the Mechaber, Al Zangvil Shemrachna also Kishu Rotuv, Bore Pri Adama. So if you have ginger that is moist, then the bracha is Bore Pri Adama. Why? Because that is its basic edible state. Vinira, Duhu Atin Mrachna also Yavesh. It's not normal to eat it dry, and therefore an individual who eats it dry is going to get a shackle. However, if you spice it up, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a Hadama as well. Kimin Shaydei Kachu Roy Lachila. And the Zangvil is an Iker. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ratzaloma, after Zangvil Yavish, the ginger, Eim Varchan Alav Klau, but once you spice it up, so then in such a case, then the bracha is a Bore Priya Adama. The Mishnah Berurah asks a basic question that gets very, very confusing, and that is, when you spice it up, in other words, make it edible, then in such a case it retains its a bracha, and when does it lose its bracha? That's something that's very, very confusing. I can't, right now, in the last 3 minutes, give you all the klalim, and I'm not sure I could really be magdir it myself, very, very clearly. But the Mishnah Berurah gives us one klal. And he asks, wait a second, the halacha is that when you have a soft walnut that's not edible, so then even if you spice it up, your mother makes it edible, so in such a case, it does not get a Baruch Pri Eitz. What bracha does it get? It gets a shahakol. So says the Mishnah Berurah, one klal. And that is, you always have to ask yourself the following question. Why was this fruit not edible? Sometimes the fruit wasn't edible because it hasn't matured yet. That was the case of the nut that was soft. So if it never matured, so then in such a case it gets a shahakal. And then your mother spices it up, it's still going to get a shahakal. However, if you have something that's already matured, and then it went past its expiration date, so then it already has, as we would say in the morning, a chalos shem pri. So it already has that pri. So therefore, for that reason, the bracha is going to be what? The bracha is going to be a bari pri adama. So that's an important cloud that we need to ask when you're spicing it up. Did it attain this identity of a pri, or did it not? Siv zayin. Bisamim schukim umarvim im sukar. What happens if you have spices that are mixed up with sugar? Habisamim ikar mevarach lein kedin birchos otsam bisamim. So then in such a case, in those days, they used to enjoy some type of spices with some sweetness that was added to it. So then it gets the bracha of the bisamim. And it doesn't lose its identity. In such a case, it doesn't lose its identity. So now it depends on where the besam is from. If the besam is from a tree, then it's eight. If the besam is from the ground, so in such a case it gets a adama. Tov. I just want to point out to you that this sif has two important implications. We're not eating a lot of besamim, but it has two important implications. First of all, the fun chocolate shayla. Why is it that chocolate doesn't get a bari priya eight? So we had Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter that Rav Nevinzal said it could be that it's not shayach for me. And as heter, I mean why the minhag ha'olam is to make a shaklus. Rav Shlomo Zalman said the chocolate is not the primary ingredient because they throw in so many other things. They throw in milk, they throw in this, they throw in that. So in such a case, it doesn't get a bar pri eitz, it gets a shahakol. So the question is whether this whole thing fits in to what Rav Nevinzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman were developing. Because at the end of the day, over here, what's the primary? How much of this is besamim? And how much of this, what are the primary ingredients over here? Is it that there's more besamim, or there could be more sugar? So you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Niyu Gimel, ha-besam mikar, haynu afil kishaya tzukar harov, umat besamim. Even if the sugar is the majority and there's only a little bit of besamim. It's been a while since I looked at the tshuva, but I think Rosh Hashanah could be even asks on himself from this. That l'chura over here, in this case, even if it's the minority. So what's Rosh Hashanah's whole rationale of the shahakol is because all the other stuff that they throw in. But at the end of the day, what's it called? It's not called sugar. It's called chocolate. So even if they put in more sugar and more this and more that, at the end of the day, it's chocolate. So Shlomo Zalman's heter is debatable. And that's the pshat in what my Rebbe had said. That's what Rav Nevinzal said. For me, I'm not sure. Because for me, I enjoy the chocolate so much. But it could be that not only for him, for everybody. Because if the primary ingredient is the chocolate, so tzarech iyun on Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter. The truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman himself wasn't so happy with it. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, it's the minhag ha'olam. It's one of those cases that here, that's the other collector's item with the panim iros. It says, really, it should get a bari pri adama, the coffee, but the minhag ha'olam is going to be a shahako. And the Simon Reish Gimel concludes, Snon, that if one has a radish, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a bari pri adama. So the Chayi Adam says that it could very well be that in our case, bizman hazeh, if it's so bitter, then it will get a shahakol. It would not get a hadama. It depends really on how bitter it is. While the Shulchan Aruch Harav says no, that it gets a shahakol. That's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the brachos of shahakol.